Dow Jones Industrial Average Futures gaining this morning after better than expected results from Walmart and Home Depot. What does it all mean? Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be back with you again. It means for us, at least, that the consumer is continuing to keep their wallets open and spending. So we get retail sales from the economy as a whole later on this morning. But certainly the Walmart and Home Depot earnings numbers indicate that the consumer still is pretty aggressive about their spending. Walmart actually boosted their estimates going forward. What's interesting with Home Depot is the number of sales were down, but the total value of the sales were up, which speaks to the inflation that we're seeing across the board.
Talking about spending, and despite inflation, there was a report this week, American households carrying record amounts of debt as home and auto prices surge, and people are getting out their credit cards again, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I think in general, you're seeing a lot of confidence. You know, the confidence numbers of the consumer is not that great. But when you say, OK, well, how do you feel? You're like, well, I'm not so good. But what are you doing? And what they're doing is spending. And I think some of that is because of the jobs market being pretty strong at this point. A lot of people are moving and feeling comfortable about quitting job A and moving to job B. And that speaks to a little bit of confidence that I'm going to be able to switch jobs, maybe improve my overall income in this type of an economy. And so I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing that type of spending. And yes, prices are higher. So for the same turkey this year versus last year or 2 years ago, you're spending a fair amount more. But consumers are willing to pay up at this point to do that.
The stock market pretty much continuing to perform well, right?
I told you last week the market's never going down. So
yeah, you were right.
As soon as we got done with that conversation, the markets went down. So that is the market's kind of caught between the inflation and the employment, and what is the Fed going to do? And it's been a big guessing game now as to how aggressive the Fed is going to be about stopping the purchases of bonds in the marketplace, and when do they start raising rates? Are they more concerned about employment, which we think is pretty close to full employment at this point, and inflation, and how concerned are they about maybe stopping or slowing down the inflation growth by raising rates? So that's really kind of the divide at this point. If we look at what the market is saying and we look at the bond market for guidance here, the bond market is saying we're okay. Growth is going to be fine. Inflation might be transitory, but I think we're going to be fine. So until the Fed really starts to tighten down the screws, I think the equity markets can continue to look through the inflation numbers and maybe a little bit slower growth to something better 2022, 2023.
Historically, not much gets done the last 2 months of the year, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, everybody's starts looking at, you know, Thanksgiving, and certainly between Thanksgiving and Christmas, very little gets done on Wall Street. But it's also a good time, because everybody kind of slows down a little bit, is to start to take a look at, you know, where you're at, the portfolio. Should I make some adjustments? Do I sell some stocks that have done very well, maybe offsetting some losses that you took earlier in the year? Is my 401k pretty well funded? Can I put some more money away there? So it's a good time to assess the past year, as well as get yourself set up for the coming year as far as a savings program and investment program, both within a 401k and outside of your 401k.
And we can look forward to that period after the first of the year when all the bills come in and we look at the credit card statements and weep, don't we?
We do, but that's also when a lot of companies pay bonuses. So you see in the first quarter, you see a generally, and that's part of the reason why the stock market tends to do well November, December, and January, is because people are funding 401ks. And you do see bonuses getting paid out that ultimately do wind up in Wall Street. So, yes, the bills do come after the first of the year, but at least on Wall Street, looks at these as these couple months as the best part of the year to be an investor.
All right. Glad tidings to you, Paul Nolte. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. We'll talk to you then.